Well, the sausage test is underway, a bit of science after last night's speculation. And what I did to get around the fact that there wasn't any cocktail sausages at the butcher's was buy chipolatas. And that gave me the easy solution to the science, which was that I should cook half the chipolatas in the as presented form, and the other half twisted into three tiny cocktail sausages, which is what I've done. And I have a very lovely wife who's extremely impartial and prone to point out if I'm wrong, in a very nice way, but she'll be honest. And I think that it's about time that we just set this debate to rest once and forever. Claude, which was best? Was it the micro or the cocktail sausage, or was it the sliced chipolata?
Without doubt, the cocktail sausage took. It was just the winner by far.
It was much, much better. It was encased in its own skin. It was therefore one bite of juicy sausage, as opposed to a slice of fairly dry sausage. Cooked for exactly the same time, so maybe that's not fair on the larger sausage, but I think that really barbecue cooking isn't a precise science usually. So it's fair to say that we need to have the best approximation of a good sausage on a variable heat. And I think the small sausage wins every time. Now, it's also important to point out that we have yet to try the extra large Cumberland sausages cooked in exactly the same way. So we've got some that are twisted into little mouth-sized portions that will hopefully burst with juice and flavour. And we've got others that we'll slice into the same size portions, but using a knife after cooking. And we'll taste them and compare the taste based on the same quantity of meat. So there's no economies here. It's pure taste that are the factors we're looking at. Factor we're looking at. Having beers and enjoying. That's pause. Okay, it's worth risking a mid-sausage smear on my iPhone to mention that we've discovered, or rather realised, we can actually do a bit more science. In that we can try a comparison between a rested sausage and a fresh off the barbecue sausage as well. And I happen to think that the rested sausage is probably something of wonder that a fresh off the barbecue sausage can only hope to compete with. Well, we're nearly there. The larger sausages, girth-wise, which obviously have intrinsic disadvantages for a small portable disposable barbecue, obviously take longer to cook. So they're still on, but approaching edible status. When that happens, I'm guessing the little capsules, the little cocktail-sized ones are going to be nicest, because they'll be little packets of juice. Yeah, let's hope so. Anyway, very fine. I don't know what you call a cluster of sausages. Maybe it's a huddle, but whatever it is, this is a perfect example of it. Okay, a bit of live tasting. Skinless was quite pleasant. Dry, but very... What would you say?
The skinless is beautifully seasoned. It's not too much, and the flavour of the pork really comes through.
Okay, well, I'm going to go for a capsule now. Get off. Poppy, that's not yours. Wow. Well, the cocktail sausage size was... so ridiculously hot and burst in my mouth with ridiculously hot juices. But that's a good thing. Much more moist. There you go. Waiting now to try the next.
And flavoursome, I think.
Well, I've had the sliced sausage now, which basically a whole cooked sausage, big thick Cumberland. And it's got all the promise of the chipolata or the mini cocktail sausage, but none of the delivery, because the skin breaks satisfyingly, but there's no juice inside because the juice has been spread across the whole sausage and spilled a bit when it's been cut. Yeah, a little bit disappointing because we've got the majority of our sausages are large, and that's our bad, but at least the experiment's been a success. Small is beautiful in sausages.